Do you see it as a point gained today? Because obviously, you know, you mentioned you were much happier with the second half, but you've had to come from behind twice. So I guess you'd have taken it, you know, knowing that you were behind twice. Maybe not at the start of the day, but the situation you found yourself in, you have to be happy with the point, don't you?
You know, we've been beat three times at home this season. It's another, you know, I don't want to get beat. Certainly not on the road or at home, and it's a dig out performance. We've you know, second half it should have been out of sight, but it wasn't. But not relieved with a point or happy with a point, because I want to know three. The keepers had an absolute worldie second half, so disappointed that we've not got all three. But you know, it's like I said, it's back in work Monday for a very tough game Friday.
You made the substitution at half time to bring on John O'Sullivan, but was it a tactical tweak as well that changed the game second half?
No, not really. No, it was just getting him in at half time, expressing what I wanted from him from last week's disappointment. You know, I wanted a team that would go out and show the character and fight for the fans and for the supporters. You know, so, and we did that second half. First half, like I said, edgy, anxious. Didn't represent what we're trying to do. So second half, delighted that they come out fighting with a spirited performance. And I think John will set us off as an individual. It sparked Tutty into life. It sparked Joe Riley into life. And it really just gave us a real verve about what we were doing.
You mentioned the three loanees who came in and made their debut. How difficult is it for players to come in at such short notice? And are we going to see the best of them? Maybe not in this game, but in the next couple of games, do you think?
I don't think you ever see the best of loan signings until after a few games. You know, I remember Adam Alab coming here, and the first two or three games he'd been out of the team, and you know, you'd be playing 21s football reserve games, and it's nothing like, you can't replicate that when you're out of the team. And a lot of the time you're getting these players who are not in someone's first team. Kane slotted in well because he's been playing currently in Southend's team, and Chris Neal did, so there's absolutely no problem. It was the reason we got them to him was because of that they was ready. It was live for action, and obviously they just slotted in dead easy. Delph, as you know, I watched him on Monday in a behind closed doors 21s game, and he come through that. You know, so he will get better, and but I was delighted with the way he stepped up and stepped in, and he gave us everything he's got today.